Time now on our pregame show to visit with Jim Scanlon, the head coach of the Beavers. Jim, yesterday obviously didn't go according to plan on the scoreboard, but what area or areas of the game did you like?
That's a good question, Schultz. There was, I thought there was moments where we were pretty good. We had some really nice outs. Just going over our video today, we showed them some clips where we just did a nice job of we'd hit the wing would bump it back to the D, and it just opened up a lot of things in terms of areas to make plays. Obviously, we had 27 blocks. I mean, that's a commitment when you're putting your body in front of shots. But it also means that Minnesota was getting a lot of opportunities. So, it was 1-0 going into the third in a game where we didn't think we'd been playing our best, and that's a tribute to just the doggedness and the determination that our kids played with.
We talked yesterday about playing a 200-foot game. How can a team change a forecheck in a day to grind them down a little bit more?
Yeah, video's outstanding. We just showed up some clips this morning where we didn't have any depth on our forecheck. In other words, all three of our forecheckers were basically in a straight line, and one rim would trap all three of them. And Minnesota's so good on the transition. And we showed them clips where as soon as their defensemen got pucks, their forwards are flying. And it's just really a matter of our F3 just being smarter and positioning themselves in a better spot. It's going to allow our defense to be more aggressive. And ultimately, we also need to make sure we're working hard to stay above their forwards once the puck does break the zone. So it's not so much changing. It's just being smarter in how you go about your forecheck.
There were no penalties called last night. Does that benefit you or them?
I guess personally, I don't mind it. We've had some games like that. Obviously, their power play, it was leading the country. I'm not sure where it's at now, so it's never a group you want to give an extra man advantage to. But like I was saying yesterday too, I liked how our power play was looking in practice. Practice is practice, but again, you're looking for small victories, and I thought we had a really good week. So we'll see what today brings.
How can a better forecheck break them down, cause them to clutch grab, and maybe get called for a penalty or two?
Well, absolutely, and I think if we make them go 200 feet every time they touch the puck, maybe they get worn down by the end of the game, and that's managing the puck better. But it also, if our forecheck is if we do a better job of it, we're going to create more opportunities. We're going to spend more time in the offensive zone. And again, defending will wear you down. I think you saw that with our group, where I thought we got tired because we were defending so much. And if we can do that to them, that's certainly going to be to our advantage.
We'll talk about your seniors here in the second half on Senior Day, but a couple of underclassmen to me have been put into situations to make them succeed and be better players. How has playing with two captains helped Lydia Passolt's game?
Oh, it's tremendously, but I think she also helps their game. Lydia's just a very, very talented hockey player. She's got great skills, she's got great offensive instincts, and what I really respect about her game is she's worked really hard on the other end of it, and that's saying a lot because she's coming up in high school, she had the puck all the time, she was a prolific scorer, but very rarely did anything in the defensive zone. Well, obviously at this level, you need to be accountable in your zone, and she's done a great job of really working on that part of her game. So I just like the way that those three work. I thought that goal was very indicative of the way they played. They're all unselfish. They'll move the puck, and Lydia's a finisher. So we talked about that yesterday. She's one of our goal scorers, and I think you saw what I mean by the when she finished that play.
How has McElhenney's game evolved into being a solid top two defenseman?
Yeah, Max just, she's really been pretty doggone good since she stepped foot on campus. She's kind of got put in that role right away as a freshman, and has just grown with it, and definitely a leader back there. Logs a lot of minutes. Again, has grown in her game. She's learned to settle down. She's not as doesn't get out of herself as often as she did earlier, where she's just going. She knows when to step. She's extremely physical, very competitive. And obviously someone that we count on in every situation.
More with Coach Scanlon when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Jim Scanlon. Senior Day, this is the first group that you recruited as freshmen. Off the ice, what's this group mean to you as people, not necessarily hockey players?
Yeah, I agree. That's a super question, because I think sometimes that gets overlooked. I mean, they're just all wonderful people. I'm just extremely proud of them. You know, they've done just a tremendous job of representing our program, our university, our community. They're all outstanding students. You know, they're all going to graduate in their 4 years, and all are going to go on and be very, very productive citizens. Again, just really proud of from where they've come and just watching them grow and mature as hockey players and as people. You get a lot of satisfaction of it, and they're just really wonderful people. And that's, to me, that's the most important thing. You know, their parents did a great job raising them to begin with, and just to see them and have them in our program, and they've really helped create the culture we have here. I think that's pretty special.
On the ice, what is Abby Haluska's lasting impression on this program?
You know, Abby's, I can't say I got a favorite, but she's just one of those players that always has a smile on her face. And, you know, we'll talk Vikings, Twins, whatever's going on. And, but, you know, I was just thinking about all of them. You know, they've all scored big goals in their career. And, you know, I just remember Abby scoring a huge goal in the playoffs against the University of Minnesota as a freshman. And, you know, she's not the fastest player, but she plays the game fast, if you know what I mean, Schulte. And she's just really, really, you know, she's become a top six forward her last couple of years, been a power play player for us. And, again, just has done a tremendous job as being one of our better leaders, too.
How about Bree Jordy?
Bree came in from a really good high school program at Thief River, and she admitted had was clueless at how to play the position. And so for her to come to where she's come now, obviously in the best league in all of college women's hockey and against some outstanding players, it's just a tribute to her athleticism and her ability as a hockey player. And you know, she's you know, playing top 2 minutes now for us, and she's a great passer, one of the best passers we have, makes plays that a lot of other players don't see. And I think you've seen this year how she's really stepped it up offensively and has really done a nice job carrying the puck into the zone for us. And, again, just the last couple of years has just, you know, been a top four defenseman for us.
Jack Casa.
Jack's another, again, if you ask her, I think she scored more goals against Maddie Rooney than anybody else on her team. She's scored some big goals, and has always against her. And, again, just a really, really smart player. One of our better power play players, again, can play any position up front and has played in multiple different lines, and just a real team player. And when she's on a roll, she can be really, really streaky. And like last year, second half, she carried us. I think she went on like a 10-game goal scoring streak or something like that. Maybe not quite 10 in a row, but she scored an awful lot of goals. And she got a little bit hot for us down the stretch here again lately. And, you know, she had a pretty tough injury to start the year off, but it's really – really come on and obviously is one of our key players.
Haley Mack.
When I think of Haley, I just think of competitor. One of the most competitive players I've ever had. I coached Haley as a seventh grader at East Grand Forks Senior High School, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th grade. And then, you know, I left and she went down and played in the cities for the Revolution and then comes here as a freshman, which really meant a lot to me. And has been one of our leading scorers since she stepped on campus. Incredibly prolific around the net. You don't have to ever tell Haley to shoot. You know, she's just a goal scorer and just again, just a special player to just have seen how far she's come. You know, going all the way back to when she was just a little tyke. Obviously, she's going to leave a pretty lasting impression in our record books.
Heather Olson.
Heather's a real special story. You know, came here as a walk-on. It wasn't promised anything, and has worked her way into a top four defenseman for us. Is wearing a letter on a sweater, which to me says everything you need to know about Heather Olson in terms of what she means to the locker room and what she's meant to the team. Just an incredible person, incredible leader, and I think all of Bemidji should be really proud when they watch Heather Olson play. And just a great story for anybody. You never give up, and you believe in yourself. Good things can happen.
Kiki Radke.
Oh, man. Kiki's been, you know, I was just yesterday I was looking at our record book for our strength conditioning, and she's all over it. Again, this year as a senior, I think she's first or second place in five of the events. Down in the bottom we have our legends, and she's on that three times. Has been the Ironman winner, I think, every year since her freshman year. And pound for pound, probably the strongest player I've ever been associated with. And her energy level in practice and games is absolutely contagious. And she's been a leader ever since she came on campus.
Best of luck today, Jim.
Thanks, Schulte.
Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.